Jabrak. Berdoa mulai.
Eight agents from Jakarta's social welfare agency started their anti-beggar raid with a short prayer, eyes down at their feet. They're off to a productive start. Siti, a 50-year-old woman, is already seated in the dingy truck. She looks scared, clutching her small cloth bag that contains all her possession. She says that she was just standing on the street corner where a woman gave her money. Then a social welfare agent locked her up in the hot truck without any explanation. She says she was too afraid to ask why she was being detained. Siti faces a long afternoon. The truck roams the wide avenues in downtown Jakarta, stopping under each of the bridges that lead to the Transjakarta busway. There are busy passages favored by beggars who hope to get a few coins from the commuters. 2 years ago, the Jakarta administration passed a law that forbids begging in the streets and punishes people who give money to beggars. This month, almost 1,600 beggars have been arrested during the daily raids organized in the city. One man runs away when he spots the black caps of the social welfare agents. But Sari, a 33-year-old woman, cannot run as fast with her 4-month-old daughter sleeping in her arms. She shakes with fear when the agents ask her to follow them. Sari huddles over her baby. She says her husband is dead and she has no other means but begging to support her infant. Between sobs, she swears that she has no boss, that she's here on her own. The main target of the raids are the organized crime syndicates that run the people from the countryside, bust them to the capital, and then collect the money they make from begging. Ramadan is the month where they are the busiest. Budi Harjo heads Jakarta's social welfare agency.
Ini adalah saudara-saudara kita.
He explains that even though beggars are indeed poor and need help from the state, during Ramadan, up to 80% of them come from outside the capital, and most are working for syndicates. He says that this disturbs social peace and should be stopped. Warda Haf, who is the president of the Urban Poor Consortium in Jakarta, disagrees with this argument.
They are trying to hide poverty, you know, behind all those skyscrapers. Instead of addressing the problems, which is poverty, then they issue this law, criminalizing the activity, which to me, off the target. They know it doesn't solve any problem because every year it will be the same. You know, it's like a vicious circle that doesn't have an end, and it wasted a whole lot of, you know, tax money.
The rain has been going on for 2 hours. 12 people have been caught and will be sent either to their home villages or to a detention center. Most look lost, afraid. But not Didi, a disabled man who struggles to keep his balance in the road bumps. Didi chooses to laugh at it all. He says life has changed. 2 years ago, he used to be free to go wherever he wanted. But he's not going to worry about being locked up or sent back to his village. That's life, he says. Rounding up the beggars feels like trying to fill a leaking vase. It has no end. Officials estimate that after the Eid al-Fitr holidays that mark the end of Ramadan, a 250,000 newcomers will flock to Jakarta. Most of them will be poor, most of them will not have a job, but most of them will be dreaming of finding a better life in the shade of the skyscrapers. Soledad Nohin for VOA News, Jakarta.